This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
All right, Robert Barnes can only do 30 minutes. We're trying to get on the line right now. Smart constitutional lawyer, great historian, worked during the last few months of the whole situation with the election fraud. As soon as we get him on, we'll go to it. He's only going to stay half an hour. And I do intend to take a lot of calls this week on some of the other shows. We do have some big guests coming up this week. I'll just leave it at that. I went into a whole hour-long rant the first hour, though. And, again, humans, I had a globalist explain this to me. And I've told the story probably 500 times. I'm not going to tell it again. But I was on a first-class flight to be on The View like 15 years ago. And I was like, I recognize you. He goes, yeah, I recognize you. And he goes, yeah, I'm the CEO of this bank. That's one of the big three banks. And I'm like, oh, yeah. We didn't talk for about an hour. The next 2 hours flying to New York, he said, Jones, this is off record, right? He says, don't say who I am. And, of course, you wonder how guys are like that. They know somebody like me. I don't do in confidence talks and then blow who they are. And he just says, Jones, they're going to adapt to being slaves. They're going to adapt to corporate world government. He didn't say slaves. They're going to adapt to us running things. You don't get it because you understand all this. You should try to work with us. Just like, and it's the same attitude when I talked to Rothkopf, head of the Kissinger Group, trying to hire me. And there was a witness there, and he didn't say it off record, so I can tell the story. He just said, Jones, come on. It's not going anywhere. Just give up. Join us. And that's what this is. And it's not like I'm up here like, oh, aren't I fancy? They've tried to hire me. They buy everybody off. And now you see the nightmare world we're going towards because people have agreed to this and people have gone along with this. And now they say, oh, we're not just going to live forever. We're going to get rid of humans and merge with machines. It's insanity. And yeah, the public is jealous and dumbed down and lazy because freedom created so much wealth, but a lot of people are busting their ass. And it's those good people that are keeping the country and the world going as the globalists try to starve the third world to death. And so all I'm saying is the globalists that claim they're better than everybody are the worst of our people. And they don't have any right to sit there and claim they're gods. They're doing all this for a greater good under some social Darwinistic precept that they have a right to do this because they're in charge. It's classic dictator behavior. It stinks of death and failure. And now, I don't dislike the public. I don't even get mad at the public because I get they're in trance. But I have mourning. I'm mourning. And I've learned how to mourn now better than I ever had. I learned just to accept family dying. I've learned how to accept evil. I don't go along with it. I just cannot physically, psychically take all the pain on. And so God has given me peace to a certain extent. You got to be careful about it then, though, because then you can just cut people off like that. You know, so what I'm saying is I'm not becoming a sociopath. It's the opposite. I've learned when this is so painful that I just have to give it to God. So it's like a filter. I still feel 10% of the pain, but as I accept more reality and learn more, the pain level goes way up. So the pain level I'm feeling psychically is more than most people can handle. And I'm about my own personal experience, but it's extremely like living in a pain induction chamber. The thing about it, though, having empathy and then still facing the evil, which most people can't do, is then your discernment and your psychic abilities just jack off off the charts, which then again causes more understanding. The Bible says, with knowledge comes great suffering. With knowledge comes great pain. And it's true, but there's an ecstasy in the pain. And I'm not saying that in a masochistic way. It's just that I know I'm for real. I know how to get out of this. I know God's real. And I sit there and I watch people engage in lies and engage in evil and engage in corruption at levels the world's never seen before. And it's just you want to save them. And the sociopaths are like, don't save them, feed on them. And I'm like, I can't do that and lose my soul. But then it becomes a paradox where now they've dumbed the mass down where it's an army that'll destroy you like lemmings or stampeding cows over a cliff. And so you at some point are stuck between the globalists and the masses. And what do you do? Back in 60 seconds with Robert Barnes. The technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com, and as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. It lasts 25 years. 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
And you know it's true, baby. Woo! It's not my point of view. It's a fact. There's only one way to fight tyranny, and that's by waking up and committing to humanity and standing up against evil. And then you find your spiritual muscles just explode. All right, we only got him for two segments. Robert Barnes, one of the top constitutional lawyers in the country, worked closely with Trump trying to battle election fraud, called the shots exactly as they unfolded, warned about the Q delusion, and now he's here with us to talk about this upcoming trial next week, what's going to unfold, what the inside scoop is on what Trump's defense is, problems that Trump may encounter. Should he bring up election fraud? Does that even matter? Does he go with a long trial or just a very limited to kill it? Why isn't the Supreme Court justice leading it? I know that Ivan Raiklin, who's a lawyer, sent me a thing pointing out that the Constitution says you got to be the president to be under trial. So he says, oh, look, they certified him as the president. I mean, I get that that's a technicality, but it's kind of a Q-ish type deal. I'm not saying Raiklin's wrong to raise it. It's an interesting point. So I'm going to just shut up and give you the floor about this. But fascist thugs, Democrats, are already threatening to destroy President Trump's new impeachment lawyers. That's how they keep getting him to quit. Trump names defense lawyers historic trial looms. Even Barnes admitting he worked with Trump, you know, is putting a giant target on his head. So joining us now is Robert Barnes of Barnes Law. So go ahead, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question. I think the president's made the right choice to not do the Lindsey Graham defense, which was going to be very limited, because the other lawyers involved that are now no longer involved that he replaced this week, that he replaced on Saturday and Sunday, those lawyers were picked, handpicked by Lindsey Graham. They're from South Carolina.
Yeah, you warned 2 weeks ago it was a terrible choice.
Yeah, because these are lawyers who don't want to present the full leverage of the president's defense. And there's two aspects of this. One is the actual substantive defense and what the president can say he's going to use as part of his defense as leverage to get the Senate to reconsider even going through with this trial. Because there's already talk in the Senate of dropping the trial and simply doing a censor, you know, some sort of censor, and that's it. You know, where we'll say that we'll censor you. We'll say you were wrong, but we're not going to go through the rigmarole of a trial that the outcome we all know will not be conviction, will not be removal. Now, they are trying to explore the 14th Amendment, Section 3, as an alternative mechanism to, by majority vote, bar people from office. They're even talking about doing that with congressmen. But at this point, there isn't enough support for that to happen, and constitutionally, that's very dubious. The president's potential defenses, and what he wants is he wants all of his quivers available to him, and then he can decide once next week comes around which ones to actually utilize, but at least have the threat of them in order to have leverage during this negotiation stage this week. And that includes not only defending against the unconstitutionality of the impeachment, which it goes beyond the fact that there is no right to impeach someone or convict someone or punish someone who's not an existing officer. That's problem one. Problem two is...
So that's the question. Is Trump even accepting and going to this, opting into a fraud? Because as Dershowitz points out, I can read the Constitution. I'm not a lawyer. It's crystal clear that he's a private citizen. They shouldn't be able to do this. Is that why John Roberts refuses to be part of it? Is that why Leahy is being rolled up there? I mean, what is this?
It's a sham is what it is. Because Roberts recognized that only an existing officer can be impeached. Because if, in fact, it was the president being impeached, then Roberts constitutionally had to appear for this trial.
That would certify that Trump was still the president. I mean, if he did that.
Exactly. And so they were rejecting that was, of course, the case. And so that's why Roberts is not there. And there is no constitutional provision to have a senator act as both juror and judge in an impeachment case, which is what Leahy is. So that's a second constitutional problem.
I didn't think of that. He's a juror and a judge. You can't, what article of the Bill of Rights is that violated? Seven or?
I mean, several different ones, but primarily the reason why the impeachment clause itself. Because the impeachment clause itself says if the president is being tried, then the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court has to preside. If he refuses to preside, that means you have an unconstitutional trial from the get-go, which is what is already the case. It's an unconstitutional bill of attainder. Because it's a private citizen being punished by the Senate, which they don't have a right to do under the Bill of Attainder provisions. It is, in addition to that, a violation of the First and Fifth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, because the president is being punished for his speech. There was no illicit criminal incitement that took place here, no true threat that took place here. It's a patent violation of the First Amendment. It's a Fifth Amendment violation because no due process was allowed during the impeachment stage of the case, nor apparently going on here. So there was an argument that Dershowitz, Turley, and others made that Trump should treat it as a joke and not even show up. The counter to that was to use it as an opportunity to present arguments because he can always challenge this after the trial in the courts if he wants to. The additional things he can challenge, aside from the complete illegality of what took place, is expose the hypocrisy, put the House and the Senate on trial. Not only the unconstitutional nature of these proceedings, but the degree to which the reason why what happened on January 6th happened, if there's anyone is to be blamed, it's a combination of whatever happened at the seventh floor of the FBI that misled Capitol Police into what happened that day, whatever was really going on with QAnon and whether or not it was in fact a government psyop by dissident members of the deep state against the president, whether or not Senator McConnell and Speaker Paul Pelosi had advanced notice of risk and deliberately took steps to prevent knowledge of that risk from being given to the Capitol Police and to their fellow Congress members and senators. So he can go pursue those paths.
Well, let me ask you this. I don't hear what you have to say in the limited time. I wish you could stay longer. What about him going in and showing hours of footage of Pelosi and Maxine Waters and Democrats and all of them saying, kill Trump, attack people, burn things down. It's just what people do. BLM are heroes, Antifa are heroes. And then show him saying, don't be violent, peaceful protest. I mean, it's open and shut. You show them all calling for 50 times what he did, and then you show what he actually said that day. To me, I mean, he just goes on the offense and absolutely throttles them with that.
Yeah, that's the other aspect where you put him on trial. You put him on trial because, well, also what the reason why did people think they could do what they could do on the 6th? Because they had been witnessing it all summer. They'd been witnessing it for 4 years. They'd witnessed the media greenlight it, and they had witnessed the politicians
greenlight
it. What's
good for the goose is good for the gander. They're the ones that opened up the attack. They drew first blood. We're not defending the violence. We're just saying you can't open a war up and say it's good and then bitch when somebody else fights back.
And you're precisely right. What he should do is contrast it. Put up a video presentation that has Trump saying peaceful and patriotic protest, and then whatever other bad Democratic statement there is, and then do them all that way. So do Eric Holder talking about kicking them when they're down, the former attorney general. Then contrast that with Trump saying peaceful and patriotic protest. Do Maxine Waters, then contrast it to Trump saying peaceful, patriotic protest. Do Nancy Pelosi, then contrast it with peaceful, patriotic protest. And on top of that, do comparisons of what BLM was doing with Kamala Harris, now the vice president, organizing bail funds for people that committed a real insurrection in Minnesota and Minneapolis over the summer.
Hundreds of burned buildings, people shot, and she's saying it's good. And she's working with a group doing the bail, which shows her as a capo or a don running a criminal enterprise.
Exactly, and encouraging them to get right back out and encouraging people to continue to do it. Show the different statements that Biden has made in this respect. So just do all of the high-ranking Democrats and the horrendous consequences of their actions and keep contrasting it with Trump's words, peaceful and patriotic protest, peaceful and patriotic protest, peaceful and patriotic protest. And that would also put the House and the Senate on trial and show the laughable political absurdity of it.
I agree. What about bringing the president himself in with all of his gravitas and stage appeal? I mean, to literally, like, have you no decency like the McCarthy hearings, get in their face. Instead of being on defense, go on offense.
Where you would use him, if you're going to use him in that capacity, is as a speech. You don't want him to be subject to sworn testimony, because that will just be a perjury trap. So so if he does it, just do as a closing argument, president himself making that closing argument.
So he'd make a final statement.
Exactly. Like a witness statement in a case, like a closing argument that's traditionally given in a trial. And that could be the way in which he could impeach the impeachment, because the impeachment is what's the laughable.
Can you imagine the power of him in the well of the Senate, though, doing a 20-minute closing statement on a teleprompter? It would devastate them. Wow, this is so incredible. This could just like they defeated us at the Capitol, staging it and taking it away from us, we could defeat them here right now. Victory from the jaws of defeat right now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Well, I won't back down.
All right, folks, no, Robert Barnes is here with me. I'm Alex Jones. We're having amazing discussions during the break. And I got to say, we're simpatico on what the president needs to do. The media's like, oh, you better not bring up fraud. Oh, you better not defend yourself. You better just be right on the legal issues. That's why their legal team quit. No, Trump figured out they were wimps and got rid of them. He's talking to Barnes. He's got a solid team now. I think somebody like Jay Sekulow or Robert Barnes would be great to present the videos. But doesn't it all go back to the negotiations this week on how this trial is held? Because Chucky Schumer and McConnell are out to get Trump and kill the populist movement. They know he really won in a landslide. So I mean, it sounds like that everything is being baked right now into the cake. And is this week almost more important than next week?
Yes, because the president needed to incorporate all of his tools available to him to leverage the best advantage in terms of what happens next week or even if a trial moves forward. What they wanted initially was discredit him, discredit the movement. And Trump momentarily had been gaslit the last several weeks, even he was in the White House, by some bad actors who are no longer around him into believing that he was going to lose, that he was going to get convicted, that he didn't stand a chance, that he was going to be criminally prosecuted after that. His family was going to be criminally prosecuted, all that jazz. And some of us were saying that was all bluff, that they never had 17 votes to convict. They weren't that suicidal politically. And it suggested to him, and he did take up on this suggestion, which was threaten a third party because it will motivate them to remember that it's mutually assured destruction if they even think about convicting you. And once he did that, the polling, of course, came out, showed more people would vote for the third party than the Republican Party. Immediately showed Liz Cheney has no shot in 2022. He just like he did with the Bush family and the Clinton family, he's now taking out the Cheney family as a threat to democracy.
They're trying to buffalo Trump into thinking be quiet or we'll get you. If he's quiet, they're going to get him. He's got to marshal his people now.
Exactly. And that's what he figured out last week. That's why he took the actions he did over the weekend. He was like, I'm not going to go that path. So that's the way he told Lindsey Graham's people to take a hike, decided to bring in his own people who have agreed that they will put any argument forward that he wants to have put forward. And part of that has to be at least the option of looking at the election issues, because the president was completely denied any evidentiary trial, any bench trial, any meaningful hearing in a single case he was a part of on the election constitutional issues that he raised. He was never given an evidentiary hearing. He was never given a jury trial. He was never even given a meaningful hearing on the merits. And so he should use this as an opportunity to do so. And the reason why it's relevant, and the reason why it's material evidentiary-wise, is because they're claiming any statement he made about the election was in bad faith and illicit incitement. And he can show not only could it never fit the definition constitutionally of incitement under the free speech clause, but it was all in good faith. He could document and remind the people there. There's one of the people that are leading the prosecution against him that voted against his certification in 2017.
Incredible. It's just incredible. Exactly. The Democrats said, we're going to contest no matter what. We're going to try to block the electors. We're going to split the country and have secession. John Podesta told the New York Times. And they're talking about breaking the country up in the Civil War. All Trump said was be peaceful and protest. And so this is the ultimate gaslighting, as you said, this hoax that he did something wrong. And as you said, they scared him at the end to go. They scared him with all this by saying you're in deep trouble, but his instincts kicked back in.
Exactly. And what he should do is remind, because also half the country doesn't know. And this is going to be broadcast everywhere, the impeachment trial. So about what
you just
really
said, it. That's why he's been censored everywhere. What are they going to do? Because first they want the trial, now they're still going to do it. Why are they still doing it, even though this is a very dangerous move for them to put the real president who won in a landslide under trial for nothing? It seems like a very risky move by them.
It was because they thought they thought the country would be on their side. Then they found out otherwise. Then they thought they don't have to worry about it because Lindsey Graham was co-opting Trump's defense. And that's why what Trump.
So what are they going to do now that Trump's got good defense?
And now that he's got all of his defense available to him, it'll be very interesting to watch, because Trump could use this stage as an opportunity to not only vindicate and validate his actions on January 6th, that 99.99% of the people who participated in those rallies were peaceful and did nothing illegal or criminal, that in part thanks to the actions that you and other people took to make sure it stayed peaceful while there. And on top of that, remind and show for many people for the first time what really happened in this election. What happened in this election was there were people who voted who were not entitled to vote. There were people who cast ballots in a manner that they were not entitled to be counted. And there were people who counted votes in a way that broke the laws. So if this was an unconstitutional election at every key stage of the election, that's why he was raising the issues. They've been objecting in the House and the Senate.
And he can show the Democrats saying, we're going to object no matter what, even if it's clear he won. He had evidence. So the idea that objecting is terrorism, he can just show all the videos of them saying, we are going to contest no matter what. We have every Democrat, major Democrat, from AOC to Hillary, saying that.
And show the footage of them kicking out observers and then bringing out the ballots in Atlanta from underneath the tables and then counting them in secret. Show the footage like that you're showing just now of the people who were excluded from being able to watch the counting of the ballots. Document in detail the stories of the number of ballots that were sent out that was a record that came back where the signature matches were never done, and in the few places that they were, they came back as not.
What do you make of this new litmus test with Republican senators saying, we've got to admit Biden won, don't question, it's bad to question? That's, even if we were wrong, we have a right to question, but we're right. I mean, they are really scared. They know they put an illegitimate, doddering creature, Chi-Com agent in the White House.
I like to call him His Fraudulency the Second, after His Fraudulency the First, Rutherford B. Hayes in 1876, who had his election stolen, and I would incorporate that rhetoric and language on the floor of the Capitol. Say that this is about His Fraudulency the Second having gaslit the country about what really happened in the election. Not only what really happened on January 6th, but what really happened in the election. Now, what really happened in the election is this was an election that violated every core provision of an honest, open, transparent election, that it will happen again unless we take remedial action.
Oh, and now they've got H.R. 1 that codifies the fraud.
Exactly. And that's why you can say that's what this is really about. His Fraudulency, being gaslit as a legitimate president elected in a constitutional manner when he wasn't, and about greenlighting this for the future. Not only about trying to gaslit people about Trump in the past and try to destroy him and his movement, and leverage this opportunity to show the world the truth. And by doing so, leverage election law reform, leverage more than just protecting and preserving him.
And by the way, I know you know the inside scoop. Very great to know you're still able to talk to Trump. Amazing. So just hopefully he goes on the offense. It looks like it's going to happen. Then I would expect him to try to maybe withdraw this or maybe have a vote like they did last impeachment last January. Isn't there a chance they could just shut this down because they realized that Trump isn't going to roll over?
There's already talk in Washington of exactly that. So the president got wind of that this past week, that they would rather just dismiss the whole proceedings, censor them, and move on, then hold a trial that could embarrass and humiliate them. And that's why he took the leverage of saying, well, I'm going to try to embarrass and humiliate you because you're on trial. I'm going to impeach the impeachment. It's Congress that deserves to be impeached, and it's Congress that warrants conviction for violation of the
Constitution. I'm going to make a prediction. I think there's a very good chance they're going to stage a mass shooting or bombing days before to change the subject onto his supporters and claim he's a terrorist. That's what they're saying. Everybody's a terrorist. Ted Cruz is going to kill AOC. That's what I think is going to happen. Robert Barnes, join us again for a full hour this week, if you can, on the martial law, the New World Order, all of it. Again, Barnes Law. You can find Robert Barnes anywhere. Just Google his name. You'll find him on Twitter. Amazing. Thank you so much, Barnes.
Absolutely. Always glad to do it. Thanks, Alex.
We'll be back. I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right. You're about to see some of the most incredible gaslighting ever. Brian Stelter has like 100,000 viewers. He's promoted all over CNN. He is a total abject failure and a liar. And Brian Stelter continues to hammer for the censorship, the deplatforming of millions of Americans that support America, that support President Trump, that support borders, that support freedom of speech. And the way he gaslights people is so amateur. He sits there and says, we need to help Fox News by taking it off the air. We're not trying to take them down because they're competition. We're not racketeers. We're not organized criminals. No, we are trying to help Fox News. And censorship is just totally removing somebody. It's not cutting back their reach. Really, so they've taken Parler off the air. CNN wants it gone just because somebody might be on there they don't control because it's competition to big tech. And then now they want Telegram shut down. And they want people's emails taken away, and Facebook with WhatsApp for 2 years is blocking what people can text message. I mean, my God, they've got Spotify admitting they're listening to you over the microphone 24/7, deciding what your psychological algorithm is. So's Google. So these people are just monsters. They're absolute total monsters. And they tell you that we just need to take Fox off cable and satellite networks. That's not censorship. No, taking someone off the satellite and TV is not censorship. It's like walking up to someone with a hatchet and saying, me hitting you in the face with this is not hitting you in the face with a hatchet. But Stelter, even if they pay to be on in the airports, they pay to be in the bars, they pay to be in the hotels, no one watches it. They're a joke. But they convince, I guess, the governing class that they're still in charge pulling this type of crap. I mean, look at that disingenuous person. No one would be around such a disconnected psychotic. Look at him. Totally fake. And again, I'll say it. I'm not saying Brian Stelter's a child molester. I'm saying if I was a Hollywood director making a movie about It the Clown, a creature that grabs children and drags them in the sewer and eats them, no makeup is needed. No, I mean, he just reeks of disingenuous evil. He just stinks to high heaven of hell itself. And it's Oliver Darcy's, his own little minion that runs around behind him. And it's just a nightmare vision of this is what Satan creates. This is who he gives power. And I'm not the only one that notices he looks like It the Clown. I mean, it's quite the meme. So what does It the Clown do? Well, he doesn't eat little kids in the sewers. He eats the First Amendment and then tells you that he's helping Tucker Carlson getting him off the air. I'm helping you. I'm helping you grow. The arrogance, the attitude that he's in charge and he's the boss and he's the master. Here it is.
And the polluters are trying to deflect blame. Dishonest cries of censorship are filling Fox's airwaves with charges that these guys right here are being suppressed. The word censorship's been invoked almost 400 times on Fox this month alone, and more than 300 times on Newsmax. You know, post-insurrection, a book publisher decided that it does not want to be in business with Senator Josh Hawley, so he's been on a national TV tour claiming he's muzzled. And Tucker Carlson is telling viewers that this network, CNN, is trying to force Fox News off the air.
Pause. Back this up. They're openly in all these shows the last 6 months saying, take him off the air, take his sponsors, take him off his cable system, take him off his TV system, take him off the satellite system. Just like when they were banning me, they would go, Jones claims he's being censored. He's just been taken off 60 platforms. It's like saying, Jones claims he's wearing a black long-sleeve shirt. Jones is a liar. Well, I am wearing a black shirt. I mean, again, this is gaslighting, and it's something psychos do where they just love to lie to you. It's just incredible. Biden's broken basically every promise he said he would except to shut down our energy supply. So, again, I don't mean to interrupt this. Just listening to this is not just a lie. It's like saying, that fire engine is not red, it's green. You're like, no, it's fire engine red. He's like, no, it is not. And then he goes on to say, we're helping him, take him off the air. That's not censorship. So censorship is not censorship. Here it is.
Not want to be in business with Senator Josh Hawley. So he's been on a national TV tour claiming he's muzzled. And Tucker Carlson is telling viewers that this network, CNN, is trying to force Fox News off the air, which is patently false. It's as predictable as the sunrise. Democrats win elections, and then Republicans say they are being silenced. But while some cry cancel culture, let me suggest a different way to think about this. A harm reduction model. Most people want clean air and blue skies and accurate news and rational views. And then in that healthy environment that looks beautiful, then we can have great fights about taxes and regulation and healthcare and all the rest. The vast majority of people can agree that disinformation about, let's say, the pandemic is unhealthy. It's harmful. So how can that harm be reduced? Well, big tech platforms say they are removing lies about vaccines and stamping out Stop the Steal BS and QAnon cult content. Now, do these private companies have too much power? Sure. And many people would say yes, of course they do. But reducing a liar's reach is not the same as censoring freedom of speech. Freedom of speech is different than freedom of reach. And algorithmic reach is part of the problem. Now, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg seems to agree. Here's the headline from Politico. He's pledging to depoliticize Facebook. Zuckerberg says one of the top pieces of feedback that we're hearing from our community is that people don't want politics and fighting to take over their experience on our services. Well, he's several years too late, but that is a real issue. And he wants to now try to clean up Facebook. But this is bigger than Facebook. This harm happens all over the place. In the words of a recently fired Fox News editor, news consumers are both overfed and malnourished.
So, Skelter's the referee. He's the king. He's the AI. He decides how to stop the harm. Because there was no fraud. And there is no problem with the vaccine. And, you know, don't point out that they said 2.5 million Americans would die in the first 2 months of COVID and that didn't happen. Don't point out that they admit that they sent people to die in nursing homes. Don't point any of it out. It's dangerous. And hey, shut down GameStop too. He said that. You know, don't let people, Elizabeth Warren said, arrest the GameStop people. Because, you know, they're causing harm. We, the establishment, say, we're here protecting you. We're going to stop all the harm. And so everything that isn't their agenda is censored and controlled. And he tells you, we're not censoring. We're just stopping the reach of harm. And we're doing you a favor, he says that in the full interview, and trying to help Tucker Carlson, trying to help Alex Jones. Because we didn't deplatform Alex Jones. He wasn't censored. I'm not lying to you. I'm Brian Stelter. Do I act disingenuous? Do I look like a serial killer? Yes. But you just need to listen to me and not listen to your gut or the integrity of your own intellectual understanding that I'm a giant liar. You just need to let me run the show. Is that clear? Oh, and Ted Turner, that created CNN, wants global extermination on record. Look him up. 900. He wants 90% of the world killed. So that's down to 400 million. I mean, look it up. You can go watch video clips of him saying it. But see, Stelter doesn't like this. He doesn't like this show has 3-4 million viewers a day conservatively, even with him trying to suppress us. And he has 100,000. But you see, he speaks to the establishment. Why do we pay attention to him or AOC? Because they are the mouth, or the anus, you could say, of the establishment that craps on us. And so we need to know what it's doing and what it's up to. So he has no viewers, but he is what's about to happen. Because when he speaks, or Oliver Darcy speaks, it happens because it already was decided. They're just the spokesman, the town crier, telling you the way it is. Now we come back. I want to delve into the mental illness of the left and the radicalization of them with some incredible information straight ahead that we're going to break down for you. Just these people are completely delusional.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Articles on Infowars.com are in fuego. Biden press secretary gloats over Trump ban. Can't say we miss him on Twitter. Doctor admits masks don't work. All viruses can get through. It's just total hoax. It's like saying a fighter jet can fly through the Grand Canyon. You can put 20 fighter jets, 100 fighter jets in some areas, 1,000 fighter jets. Some areas of the Grand Canyon are 4 miles wide. It's like, I was reading the equivalent of a coronavirus because they're so small. It's like a BB shooting through 500 foot wide deal. I mean, seriously, it's like a BB gun from a Daisy Red Rider shooting through a 500 foot window. It's just ridiculous. Lead is solid, folks, atomically, but still like Swiss cheese intergalactically at the subatomic level. But we, compared to lead, are not very solid. You understand? Well, a damn mask is really not solid. But see, only the UN can say the science. And shut up, Jones. Sorry. UK COVID cops arrest man for handing out free soup. Islamic scholar says Muslims should flee the West to flee LGBT teachings. So much more. Reporters are on the ground in D.C. Joe Salente's coming up. I'm going to host a little bit in the next hour. Well, we can pull up the Twitter on this guy. I want to show this to people. Now, as I cover this important piece of news, I'm not covering it like Hunter S. Thompson would do because he's writing himself in the story, Gonzo Journalism. And I've really not even talked about this in the last few weeks because it was so comical at first. But as I watched the hysteria mount and as I watched literally hundreds of tweets that were getting 10,000, 20,000, 100,000 retweets apiece. I mean, this was trending a few times the last few weeks in the top 10 of Twitter, arrest Alex Jones. And they would post videos that even said they were from late November of myself and Ollie Alexander and a bunch of other people like Vernon Jones, state rep there, peacefully going into the Capitol, having demonstrations, and going and meeting with members of the legislature, asking for them to have hearings and postpone the certification. So since the day of the Capitol riot, they call the ultimate, you know, Pearl Harbor 9/11, four citizens getting killed and a cop having a heart attack a few days later and people going through these velvet ropes, I began to see New York Times writers, Washington Post writers, CNN writers post the same video that had already gone viral even with the earlier date of, what was it, like November 20-something in Georgia. And so I had even law firms reach out to some and send them messages saying, hey, that's Georgia. We're not storming the Capitol at D.C. I wasn't inside. And you shouldn't be calling for my arrest and saying I'm a terrorist. I mean, these are open and shut lawsuits. And their response is, you're going to jail, terrorist. So imagine, they're posting videos from late November. January 6th is when the Capitol thing happened. And Ollie Alexander, obvious provocateurs are in there saying, we're going to lay down and not leave. We're going to have a sit-in. And Ollie says, that's a horrible idea. And calls the guy hillbilly, which was pejorative. He shouldn't have done it. They watch that video with the date on it, with millions of views. They edit that out, re-upload it. Democrats do. Send it out. And when they're contacted, they don't care. And they go, you're going to jail. You're in a lot of trouble. So here it is. This is guy's name is Don Winslow. Talk about a lawsuit for him and his publisher waiting to happen. He's a fiction writer and a New York Times guy. And he says, I'm offering $75,000 reward to the first person who gives the FBI Ollie Alexander's current location. Well, do you deplatform him? He's not hiding. Comes on the show. But see, since they deplatform him, they go, oh, look, he's hiding. If you don't want to turn him in because he's a domestic terrorist, you can always turn him in because he is an incredible, vile a-hole. $75,000. And they go on to say, here they are in the Capitol planning the attack. Then they go on to say that we were meeting with Congress members to run the attack the day before, but then they say it's January 6th as well. Here's the deal. This has been going on for several weeks with this video. It's like a million views here, 700-something thousand here, 75,000 here, 20,000 there, and they all know it's fake. People go, hey, here's the local TV station. It's Georgia. Yeah, they were not violent. Vernon Jones was with them. They don't care. Then they start blocking people that say it. So this guy, Don Wilson, knows this isn't true. Yeah, I'm just picking one because he's got like 20,000 retweets here, 40,000 retweets there. And I've actually had people walk up to me in the street and say, you're going to go to prison. I've seen the video of you planning the attack with Ollie Alexander. It's crazy. So let's continue. Don Winslow says, this is called evidence. And they go on to say, arrest Ollie Alexander, arrest me, get us all. People link the original video that it's in November of last year. It's another city. They don't care. Dear FBI, Ollie Alexander is a domestic terrorist. You are pursuing him for involvement in 1621. You are. He says people are. No, they're not. He is currently raising money to evade you and continue to spread hate. Who set up the account? How is that money routed? When does he get it? Shut it down. If you see this man, notify the FBI immediately. Domestic terrorist Ali Alexander. And he says, I mean, just open and shut libel, defamation. And it gets worse. This is what he earlier said. 50,000 for the first person provides the FBI with direct information to the leads to the arrest of domestic terrorist Ali Alexander. No judge, no jury. New York Times backed writer saying he is a terrorist, period. It's enough money to get a fresh start. Simple. If the FBI confirms your information, leads to Ali's arrest, I give you $50,000. So he's putting out videos of Georgia, even with the date on the video, doesn't care, totally deranged, totally crazy, totally foaming at the mouth. And this is just one guy I picked. This is literally like, you know, 100,000 tweets here, 50,000 there, 30,000 here, 40,000 there, just thousands. It's a, Twitter's just arrest Jones, arrest Alexander. It goes on and on and on. And then they've got other people. I've never even heard of this Sandy Phillips. Never said her name until now. She says, my husband and I were harassed like this by Alex Jones after our daughter was slaughtered in Aurora, Colorado movie theater massacre. It was emotionally devastating to do this young people. So a congresswoman asked Hogg about how they let the shooter at the Florida high school shooting go 20 plus times when he threatened to shoot people and pointed that liberal program and allowed it to happen. They then turn that around and say the congresswoman is saying it didn't happen and that she's harassing families. And then a woman I've never heard of says I harassed her. I mean, this is what I'm talking about. These people just say whatever they want, however they want, whenever they want, and it goes on and on. So guys, go to Twitter and type in Alex Jones. Just do a Twitter search and you will see literally thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of tweets saying, kill me, arrest me, here's the proof. And like I said, people under the comments go, hey, here's local CNN or local Fox News in Atlanta saying it's a peaceful demonstration. They went in the Capitol. Here's the full footage. They don't even want the footage. They literally say, here's Jones inside commanding the attack. And then they go, look how nervous Jones is. It's some live feed. Some guy's almost getting in a fight with Ali, wanting to stage some type of demonstration. Ali doesn't even want him to do a sit-in at the Capitol. This is supposedly the terror mastermind who's getting in arguments with people that are coming up wanting to do stuff months ago, before the January 6th event. Here is the video in the Georgia Capitol.
Alex, they serve. I'm sorry, they serve by the vote here, right? We're inside. Let's not leave.
We're not the left. We're not going to democratize ideas.
That's how we can stop the situation.
Listen to me.
It's not a bad idea.
Listen to me.
What?
Listen, people.
Peaceful sit-in, that's what we'll call it.
Here we go. If the hillbillies make up all the ideas, then we're going to lose the country. So put aside your pride. Listen to me. We're going to stop the steal, but first we're going to stop the certification.
Well, it's not going to fight. It's not going to
do that. How are we going to do that?
Sorry, let's talk about it later. It's good.
Okay. Right. Now you're in Jesus.
Yeah. All right. It's okay to have ideas. Everybody's fine.
Yeah.
That's an idea, man.
We'll just lose the republic. Ideas are fun.
Well, he can have ideas as a private citizen.
Yes.
So we're up at the head of about 300 people that went through metal detectors, came in. You can see the photos of us staging the photo with the state reps and the police shaking their hands and leaving. That turns into, here's the proof they're planning to stop the certification in the U.S. Capitol. And weeks in, they've all been sent this. The Wall Street Journal has whole articles admitting the truth and that we tried to stop the riot and blah, blah. They don't care because this Don Winslow thinks lying is cute and funny, and he thinks it's powerful. What he's going to get is his miserable ass and his publisher sued in the ground. So get ready, Winslow. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.